Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the unilateral decision by Sudanese authorities to release the specially designated global terrorist Abdel Raouf Abu Zayed. Abu Zayed was convicted, along with others, of murdering U.S. diplomat John Granville and Sudanese citizen Abdel Rahman Abbas, both employees of USAID, in Khartoum in 2008. John Granville was 33 years old when he was gunned down in the terrorist attack. He had been working on democracy and governance programs for USAID in support of a landmark peace agreement that ended Sudan's long civil war. Abdel Rahman Abbas, 39, was one of the original members of USAID's Disaster Assistance Response Team for Darfur. Abu Zayed was convicted and sentenced to death for his involvement in the killings. On January 30th, 2023, the Sudanese Supreme Court released him. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said, "The Sudanese claim that the Granville family had extended forgiveness is false. We call on the Sudanese government to exercise all available legal means to reverse this decision and to rearrest Abu Zayed." In a written statement, USAID Administrator Samantha Power said, "The lack of transparency about the legal process that led to the release of John and Abdel Rahman's killer is unacceptable, and the assertion that the 2020 U.S.-Sudan bilateral settlement of legal claims constituted forgiveness for Abu Zayed is false and misleading. We will continue to push for full accountability, and I and the entire USAID family extend our deepest condolences to John and Abdel Rahman's families as they continue to endure the trauma of the killing of their loved ones," said Ambassador Power. "As we work to honor the memory of John and Abdel Rahman and pursue justice for their murders, we remain committed to the Sudanese people and their aspirations for a peaceful, democratic nation." State Department spokesperson Price noted that the United States continues to engage with Sudanese officials at the highest levels and to demand action on this critical issue. "The safety of U.S. citizens and embassy personnel abroad remains the highest priority of this administration," declared spokesperson Price. "We will not relent."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.